Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast. We're going to talk about the latest shenanigans concerning the Twitter acquisition by Elon Musk. I hope you'll enjoy that one there, because there have been some startling developments in the past 24 hours, which I want to tackle. And remember, once you've heard this, if you enjoy it, don't forget to hit the heart button at the end of the broadcast. Let me know that you've enjoyed it. And don't forget also, if you want to give us a little support here on the platform for the stuff that we put out every day, well, you can go to DonorBox on screen and in link below, make a donation, and ditto, buy me a coffee on screen, link below. A couple of different options to keep the wheels on this vehicle as we storm forward. Well, talking of storming forward, the acquisition of Twitter has gone into, suspension, temporary halt, whichever word you want to use, because the $44 billion acquisition of the social media company has been put on hold pending an investigation by Elon Musk into the exact number of fake accounts on Twitter. Now, the UK media is misrepresenting this story, so I'm going to give it to you the way it actually is. So the way the UK media reports it is, Tesla CEO Elon Musk wants others to join and check for spam accounts to see what they can find after the company itself, that's Twitter, says, oh yeah, it's less than 5% of our daily users are fake. So there is a difference between spam accounts and fake accounts. So it's important to understand that difference. But Musk is saying anyway that whilst Twitter has told him this, he doesn't necessarily believe it. And then, of course, Donald Trump jumps in and he says, yeah, it's ridiculous that Musk would pay $54.20 a share for a platform that is full of fake accounts. And of course, he slammed the £1 billion breakup fee that Musk would pay Twitter if the deal falls apart. Yeah, but it's also the other way around. Twitter will pay Elon Musk £1 billion if it falls apart due to lack of diligence on their part. So it's a double-edged sword, this one. Of course, Musk said he was still committed to the purchase. Twitter's current CEO, soon to be sacked, Parag Agrawal, he said he still expects a $44 billion acquisition to go ahead, but he's preparing as if it wasn't. So this all comes down to fundamentally, how many fake accounts are on Twitter? That's what it's all about. Elon Musk, I think, shocked everybody when he said there, when Twitter came back to him and said, yeah, it's okay, it's less than 5%. The false or the fake accounts, the spam accounts are less than 5%. Obviously, Musk doesn't believe them. I mean, that's the essential point. So what he said is, to find out, my team are going to do a random sample of 100 followers of Twitter. I invite others to repeat the same process and see what they discover. He also joked, the bots are angry at being counted. Now, this brings us to something that's really interesting. Stick with me in this bit, because this is quite fascinating. You will be aware of the fact that in the aftermath of the news that Elon Musk was going to buy Twitter, all of a sudden, all the those right-wing accounts still allowed on Twitter, and of course, as you know, several of us are not, but those who are allowed on Twitter suddenly saw vast numbers of growth in their followers. At the same time, people like, for example, former US President Barack Obama saw 300,000 followers just vanish, just like that. And he wasn't the only one. So the question is, what was Twitter up to during that period? It seems like what was happening was we were seeing lots of growth in conservative accounts and lots of sharp decline in left-wing accounts. Would that be anything to do with the fact that those so-called followers of the left were fake followers? Were they the bots? And I would suggest there's a strong case to be made for that. I believe that what Twitter has been engaged in for, gosh, at least 6 years, maybe longer, but 5 or 6 years, Twitter has been desperate to prop up the left, and it's turned Twitter into essentially a left space with some token strong-minded conservatives left, but a lot of us obviously removed, erased from their platform. So they've created a false environment because they're creating bots accounts and then they're saying, yeah, these are genuine followers. But now that they've been bought by Elon Musk saying, right, hand over the books. Twitter knows Musk is going to see everything that's been going on behind the scenes under the boot of Twitter. So do you think that that might be anything to do with the fact that they've been purging the bots like mad or as best they can? They've been rebalancing the algorithms, which worked against people like me when I was allowed to be on it. They're trying to cover their tracks lest Elon Musk sees too much. And so now they've come out and said, yeah, look, it's okay now. We've got it all sorted out. And it's only 5% of our followers. I reckon on Twitter, I mean, I have no basis in which to say that. It's just a sense that if you compare Twitter to other platforms, like, say, Getter, for example, what you see is that there's a massive imbalance on Twitter of left-wing accounts, you know, of loony lefty accounts. They're legion. They're absolutely legion. They're one of the reasons that I was quite happy not to be on the platform because it's no fun, you know, sort of signing into your account every day and seeing, you know, hate comment after the other. You know, it's just awful. But Twitter wasn't always like that. It became like that. And I think that's because those owning Twitter and controlling Twitter, and yes, Jack Dorsey, that includes you, you wanted your environment to be a left-wing environment. And that's what you've created. But now, someone who doesn't appear to be particularly left-wing or particularly right-wing, he appears to be a bit eccentric, but somewhere in the middle, has bought it, or at least is trying to buy it. And you're having to try and roll back on all these false accounts, these fake accounts that you have been creating to bolster up the left. Because essentially, this is the other thing about it. And we see this, this applies everywhere, by the way. The people who put out the most interesting content tend to be people on the right. We're the people with the ideas. We're the people who say things that are, you know, at least others find interesting. The left don't really do that. All they do is bitch and whinge. So we'll have to see what happens here. But at this point in time, the Twitter acquisition is on hold. Elon Musk wants to do more investigations into exactly what percentage of Twitter is real and what percentage of it is just fake. And I guess you could see that as due diligence. I mean, there's other theories behind it as well. But that's what's happening at the moment. So we shall continue to watch this space with great interest. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, hit that heart button on the way out.